Well, I feel in need of your prayers this morning, the Lord's help. Pray that He'd speak to us, feed our souls. I'd like to look at the book of Hebrews, 10th chapter. Hebrews chapter 10, and I'd like to look at the beginning of the 31st verse. It says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God," speaking about the times of the Lord's dealings with the children of Israel, and under Moses' law that He had given, those that rebelled against that law, that didn't receive it or wouldn't obey it, that there was says certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." And it's going on to draw a connection to the day of grace under Christ, saying, if we've done despite unto this spirit of grace, how much sorer punishment should we consider ourselves to be worthy of? It goes on to say, that's not really the burden this morning, but it goes on to say on the heels of that, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used." Like to consider by the Lord's help this morning the thought of calling to remembrance. Our memory is, well, it's a blessing. It's a capability, a function, a capacity the Lord has given to us as mankind to be able to remember, to be able to draw things back into our minds that have passed. Well, we only have so much capacity, so much storage space, if you will, of things that we remember, of things that are readily drawn from. Well, in computing, it's known as, I guess, RAM, random access memory. You want to be able to have the things that you use often. You want to be able to have quick access to those. You only have so much capacity, though, in terms of memory. If I were to ask you, what did you have for dinner on June 1st? Could you tell me? Did you have dinner on June 1st? Probably. It's likely that you did. You remember what you wore the day after that? Well, we experienced all of those things. And yet it's very likely, unless you have an abnormal memory, that it's been lost. It's not something that we filed away perhaps or noted as this is something important that I need to hold on to. Those that get on up in years, well, sometimes it seems like it doesn't wait until we get up in years, just can't remember things very well. Access of the memories and the knowledge and the things that have happened, it just doesn't seem to be readily accessible and there for us. But I want to think about the value and the importance of remembering, of our utilizing our memory. It says here that I want you to call to remembrance, to draw back into your mind what you may not be thinking about right now. It may not be front and center in your mind and in your thoughts, but there's some value in going back and drawing back to remembrance some things from the past. Why is that valuable? Think about the experience of the Apostle Paul. The testimony that the Apostle Paul often shared in different places that he would go and people that he would appear before, he had a testimony that he would share with them, that he would tell about and point back to over and over throughout his life, of a time that he was on the road to Damascus, and how he heard a voice from heaven, and voices spoke to him, and he would relate the words that were spoken to him, and said, "I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision." That was something in Paul's life that he continued to go back to and remember. The Lord met me there. Do you have places in your life that are monuments? Places that you look back on and say, "The Lord met me there. The Lord talked to me at that time." You know, those are valuable places in our life. And it's important for us to call to remembrance those places and those times. There have been many times, a number of times in my life, that I've needed to call upon the Lord, that I was feeling maybe a bit overwhelmed or discouraged, facing something that was difficult, and I go to the Lord in prayer and I begin seeking Him, and sometimes it seems like you just aren't getting anywhere either. And there have been so many times that I've had to call to remembrance, and I began going back, and not as though the Lord needed to be reminded, but in my prayer and communion with Him, "Lord, I remember the time that you saved me. Lord, I remember the time that you came." And I begin to draw those things back into my remembrance. "Lord, I remember the way that I felt. Lord, I remember the guilt that I was under. Lord, I remember the fear that I felt of dying unprepared to meet you. Lord, I remember what that conviction and that sense of condemnation was." And I begin to take a walk down memory lane. "Lord, I remember those things. And I remember a time that you began dealing with me. And I remember that fight that was going on inside. I want to and I need to, but I don't know. What about this? But Lord, I remember the time that I said yes. And I remember the sweetness that flooded my soul. Lord, I remember it." Because sometimes these things can begin to be lost to our thoughts and our mind. Whenever we have some difficulty that we go through and some hardship, for us to remember back. And you know, as Sister Debbie mentioned, celebration of 50 years of marriage, I would imagine that there's some calling back to remembrance for them. And I think that's important. In our marriages, you know, it's good for us to call back to remembrance. "I made a vow to you. I remember whenever I stood in front of you holding your hands and looking into your eyes and saying, 'I will. I do.'" I remember that. It's good for us to call back to remembrance some of those times. Back to my experiences that have been so real and vivid in my mind. Those places in communion with the Lord and my own struggles. I say, "Lord, I remember. I remember," and there are times and places that I won't bore you with this morning of my own experience, that I can go back in my mind's eye and remember exactly the place that I was in. And I remember where I was and remember how I was feeling, and I remember all of these things, and I say, "Lord, I remember that. Lord, I remember where I was walking through the woods back home, and I remember how you came and you began talking to me, and I remember this very song that you gave me. I remember, Lord, how you witnessed it to my heart." Yeah. There are some monuments in my life. "Lord, I remember whenever you began calling me to a work for you. I remember talking to our pastor at the time, Brother Stanley Dixon, sharing with him, I don't understand all of this, but I feel like the Lord is drawing me, and I just feel compelled, I feel led that the Lord is leading me in this direction. What do I do about this? And I remember him advising me, be very, very careful to get the mind of the Lord. And he even cautioned me, don't just be telling out to people, I believe the Lord's calling me to preach. I think the Lord's calling me here, because he said, there'll likely be people that say, yes, brother, go, go, go. That's exactly what you need to do. And there may be others that say, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'd do that if I was you. I think maybe you ought to consider, and his counsel was, get the mind of the Lord. You spend time with the Lord and make sure that it's his voice. And whenever you're sure, you move out in it and you can know that the Lord will be with you. And he also let me know there are going to be times in the future that the devil's going to come and he's going to contest what the Lord's called you to. There are going to be times that you wondered why. Why did I decide that I wanted to do this? He said you're going to need to have something to go back to and point back to, and said that was the Lord that met me there. And you know, I don't know, 15, 16 years later, I'm still doing that. Lord, I remember. Lord, I remember it was you. Remember how you talked to me. And you know, even in more recent years, you know the blessing it is to be able to go back and remember with the Lord. Lord, I remember how you called me regarding this congregation. I hope you don't mind me just being personal here for a bit of my own experience, but I'll pray this morning that we would see the value for every one of our lives of calling to remembrance those places in our life. Lord, I remember how you called me to serve this congregation. Yes. Lord, I need to serve them this week. Lord, would you give me something? Being able to partner with the Lord. And being able to go back and remind the Lord. But again, more I think than reminding the Lord is reminding myself what it's all about. Reminding myself why. Reminding myself why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. Reminding myself why I'm living for the Lord. I'd like for us to look at an account in the book of Nehemiah. The people here had a great undertaking. The tasks that they were called into, the rebuilding of the city. There were those, Sambalat and others of the enemy, that looked at him and laughed at him and mocked him and saying, what are these feeble Jews doing? If I just send up a fox, it'll break down this wall that they're going to build. You know, that can begin to take a toll on your morale after a while. It can begin to have an effect on you. And well, I don't know, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's something to what they're saying. Maybe this is foolish. Maybe we're not going to be able to get it completed. But I want us to read here in the fourth chapter of Nehemiah. After we read of the enemy conspiring against them to come and fight against them and to try to hinder him. Nevertheless, in the ninth verse, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, they shall not know neither see till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Does that sound encouraging? You think Job got much encouragement from his comforters? You remember a time that David came back into the city and he saw that the city was I believe burning and saw that the enemy had come in and led the women and children captives. And David's own men, his own countrymen, turned on David and said, "We need to kill David. This is David's fault. It's the king's responsibility here." And David, in his own distress of what's happened here, and now his own people turning on him. You remember what it said David did? David encouraged himself in the Lord. It may not always be someone else there. Oh, Lord, help us to be there for one another. But I may not be on your job with you when you need encouragement. I may not be where you are whenever you need distress or you're in distress and you need encouragement. But there is value in us calling to remembrance the former days. There's value in us, as I believe David likely did there in that place. Oh, God of our fathers, I remember what you did for my fathers. I remember the stories of how you delivered them. Lord, I remember in my own life. I remember whenever a lion and a bear came up against me. And Lord, I remember how I cried unto you and you delivered them into my hand. Lord, I remember how a big, tall brute named Goliath came against us. And I went in your name, and Lord, I remember how you brought him down. You know, sometimes we have to build up our faith. Sometimes whenever our faith is at a low ebb, we need to go back and remember who the Lord is and remember the stories of what He's done for other people and what He's done for us. We need to go back and be able to draw from that. The Scriptures teach us of prayer, that we are to come and make our requests known with thanksgiving. You know, I think there's more than one reason for that. The Lord is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanksgiving. He's worthy of us coming and saying, "Lord, thank you." Like the one, well, all 10 lepers that should have turned back and thanked the Lord, yet only one did. He is so worthy of our thanksgiving. In our deepest distress, the Lord is worthy of us saying, "Lord, thank you." No matter how bad the day might be going. You know, someone's having a worse day, and it could be worse. And if we stop and remember, "Lord, you've been so good to me." So the Lord is worthy. But I believe there's also something in that whenever we're coming before the Lord in prayer. "Lord, I've got a need. I feel distress. But Lord, I want to thank you. I want to start by saying, Lord, thank you for how you've answered prayer. Lord, thank you for what you've done in my life. Thank you that you've been a faithful God. Thank you for how you've been there for me." You know, there's something about that in calling to remembrance the former things that gives me some strength, some encouragement, and should inspire my faith to say, "Lord, you'll do it again. Lord, I remember now this thing was seeming so big to me." But as David called to his remembrance, as he was facing Goliath, "The Lord delivered a lion and a bear into my hands. I remember that. So this really isn't all that different than what I faced there. And the Lord was faithful to me then." Call to remembrance the former days. Whenever you fought a great fight of affliction, whenever you faced those that persecuted or mocked, remember those times and those places. You know, it's important for us to remember where the Lord brought us from. It's important for us to remember what the Lord saved us from. To remember why I gave my life to the Lord. It's important for us to remember. You think the story might have been a little different? The setting whenever the children of Israel started to lust after something besides manna. You think if they would have stopped and remembered, well, they said they remembered. We remember the garlics and the leeks. But if they would have stopped and remembered, "I remember what that whip felt like. I remember what it was to be driven out of my hard bed by a whip and a taskmaster has said, get up and get at it, and wouldn't let me rest all day long. I remember what it was like. I don't want to go back. Lord, help us to call to remembrance what the Lord saved us from. There's a song that came to my mind. It says, roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from, where I could have been. Oh, how many times I've said, Lord, thank you. Lord, I look back and I remember crossroads that I was at. I look back and I remember some of the ones that I was running with, and some of the decisions that we were making. Lord, I look back and I shudder to think how close I was to making shipwreck of my life. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for delivering me and setting my feet on a good path. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Just remember, I'm a human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord, how easy it is for us to forget. How easy, and we can shake our head at the children of Israel saying, how could you forget? Over and over and over again. How could you forget the Lord? Don't you remember the Lord just parted the Red Sea for you? How could you forget? Then I have to stop and realize the times that I've become fearful. The times that I've been afraid to move forward. The times that I've doubted the Lord. And I think of the Lord's great arms of mercy that led me and that called to my remembrance His ability and what He was able to do. Let's look at Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Four and one. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Remember these things, he's saying. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is the wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this is a great nation. This great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Beware and keep these things. Keep His commandments, he said. And I was looking at that word keep. Think of the word to keep the law or to keep His commandments as being to observe them. And I believe that's so. But that word keep really means to hedge about, to guard, to preserve or protect from loss. Guard it, keep it, that it not be taken from you, that you not lose it, that you not forget the things that the Lord has done for you. Read about it, I believe it's the 77th or 78th Psalms. Then they go back and recount the history of the Lord's dealings with the children of Israel. There's value in remembering. And I'm not just advocating today we live an experience that's just in the past. But looking to the past and the Lord's dealings in our past is to give us courage and strength to face today and to face tomorrow. Because I know that He is an eternal God. And I know that He is still the same today as He was yesterday. So it's to remind me, lest I forget, lest I should begin to fear, my faith begin to falter. Call to remembrance, He said, the former days. I'd like to look at another similar instruction given in the 77th chapter of Psalms. Psalm 77:1, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord, my sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Recall my song in the night. There's value again in us recalling what the Lord's given us. In us recalling the things that He's shown us. The times that He's met us and that He's visited us. That we go back to those places again. We have in our nation, of course, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, holidays such as that, even Independence Day, that is supposed to serve as a time of remembrance. It's, of course, supposed to be more than just cookouts and a day off from work, but that it be a time that we remember the founding of our nation. A time that we remember and give thanks for the blessings of the Lord upon us as a nation. There's something about forgetting that's dangerous. Whenever you begin to lose sight of the value of what you have, and you begin to forget what you've been delivered from, speaking now some in a natural sense, whenever a nation begins to forget the value of freedom, whenever a nation begins to think, you know, it'd kind of be nice to just have Big Brother provide everything for me. It'd be kind of nice to just get something for free and forget what freedom is all about. Begin to lose sight of the value of it. And begin to lose sight of the price that was paid to obtain it. Abraham Lincoln, in his Gettysburg Address, had similar sentiments. Of course, being 90 years after the founding of our nation. Well, I guess I should know that because it's part of his opening words, 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Calling back to remembrance, and on the heels of a speaker who had spoken 3 hours or something prior to that, just a few words here, reminding them of the founding, the purpose, and the ideals of our nation. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We come to dedicate a portion of it as a final resting place for those who have died here, that the nation might live. This we may in all propriety do. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow the ground The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have hallowed it. Far above our poor power to add or detract, the world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is rather for us, the living, to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they here gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve these dead shall not have died in vain, that the nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. At a time of crisis and a crossroads for our nation, calling them to remember what happened here, to not allow this to have transpired in vain, but to remember what it was for which they fought. Well, we understand that the weapons of our warfare are not such, but there are victories that the Lord has given us individually and collectively. There are things that the Lord has given us that have secured our freedom in the Lord, secured our spiritual liberty that the Lord has given to us. You know, there's value in calling to remembrance those things. Calling to remembrance what it is the Lord has done for us and given us and why it is. Because if not, as Deuteronomy there said, you can lose it. You can forget it. You can forget the value of what you have. Sometimes we get glimpses of just how valuable what we have is. Lord, help us not to forget. Lord, help us not to lightly esteem and cherish the things that He's given to us in worship to the Lord, of our faith, of the truths of the Bible that few people through history really have had understanding of in the grand scheme of history. Call to remembrance the Lord's blessings and the value of it. Well, I think I might have turned away from Nehemiah before I got to the verse that I wanted to read. They were fighting against the people, discouraging them. It says, I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Remember, you've been listening to the enemy. You've been hearing his accusations and you've been hearing his threats and all those things that he's been bringing up against you, and it's affected your morale here. You're fearful. You're afraid to keep going. You've lost your drive and your desire to move forward, your zeal. Remember the Lord. Remember who it is that fights for you. And he said, remember your brethren. Remember your family. Remember what's at stake here. Remember why it is you're doing what you're doing. We need to remind ourselves from time to time and call back to remembrance why it is we're doing what we're doing. That it's not just so I feel good. That it's not just for momentary relief or pleasure. Lord, I remember. I'm doing this because I don't want to go back to that. I'm doing this because I don't want the alternative. Lord, I'm doing this because I want to make heaven my home. To call back to remembrance, there's a great recompense of reward that's out before me. That's why I'm doing it. There's a reason here. There's a purpose here. There's value and importance to remembering our purpose. Companies realize that, and they invest in coming up with slogans and purpose statements and trying to impart to their employees and surveys, asking their employees, do you understand or do you feel connected to why you're doing what you're doing and the purpose of it? Because they don't want it to just be you come into work and you go through the motions and you do it day after day after day. That if they can get an employee to feel engaged in what they're doing, I'm doing this because the customer needs it and the customer is satisfied by that, or I'm doing it because lives are on the line, or whatever the case might be, that's why I'm doing it. Then it gives a greater willingness to get up in the morning and say, I don't feel like going into work, but there's a reason why I'm doing it. Despite purpose, there's usually a reason every second Friday. It kind of gives people a little motivation to keep going. Remember, I got a family that's dependent upon this. Remember, there's a reason why I'm making myself get up when I don't feel like it. Folks, do we have a reason? Do we remember what the reason is? Do we remember why we're doing what we're doing? Remember why we started out living for the Lord? It's good for us to call to remembrance from time to time. Remember the Lord our God. And what's at stake? 2 Peter, the third chapter. Second Peter 3 and verse 1, it says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. You know, it's saying here, perhaps, this isn't just something new or something that you've not heard of before. You know, especially those of us that have been raised among the truth. There are probably going to be few messages that I hear that I say I've never heard something like that before. That's new. That's completely new territory. So does it say, I've already heard it. There's really not any reason for me to keep going. I know the stories. I've heard the messages. And if we're not careful, because we've heard it over and over, we can maybe even subconsciously tune it out a little bit. I've heard about having faith in God. I've heard about the joy of the Lord. I've heard about whatever. I've heard that song over and over. But there's something of a value to calling back to remembrance, to reminding us. And as he said here, I'm going to stir up your pure minds, because you need to remember. You need to have something that's brought up from back in the memory bank. You've heard it before. You've known these things, but it's not right front and center before you now. And you need to call it back to remembrance and bring it before your mind, before your thoughts, in relation to the very things that you're facing right now. It's not always so much that we need something new as it is we need new inspiration. As it is, I need the Lord to come and call back to my remembrance again. And oh, how precious it is when the Lord does that. When the Lord gives us a song in the night. Whenever the Lord makes something real to me, as no one else can, it's like it is brand new. And it can be a scripture that I've read over and over, but the Lord makes it new and alive, and He applies it to this situation. And it's something I've heard before, and now He's applying it. Go back and get this. That's for this. That applies here. Oh, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. There's such a treasure that we have in the word of the Lord for us to hide it away in our hearts. I may listen to a specific message and say, well, it's true, thank the Lord for it, but I don't immediately see the need for it in my life or the immediate application of it. Hide it down in your heart. Embrace it. Put it down deep in there. Because the Lord may want to bring it back to your remembrance. You ever have the Lord do that for you? Bring back to your remembrance at the very time that you need it. The word, the message that you heard sometimes years ago. And why is that coming to my mind right now? Well, let's read why. 14th chapter of John. John, the 14th chapter, it says in the 16th verse, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." Said, I'm not seeing the scripture, which one it is right now. It says he will bring, I'm sorry. Thank you. 25th verse, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you." You ever feel like you just get saturated and you just don't know how to absorb anymore? And it's so much information. I know there's the feeling sometimes of starting a new job and learning something new that I'm just drinking from the fire hydrant here. And it's so much information and all that I just feel like I can't retain it all. That song said, "Lord, remember that I'm a human. And humans forget." There was so much that Jesus spoke to them about that they didn't understand. There were so many things that Jesus foretold was going to happen, even of his death and his resurrection, that they didn't get a hold of it. They didn't understand it. But he said, "I'm going to send a comforter to you." And he said, "But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you." Oh, what a comfort. To know whenever I need it, the Lord will be faithful. You remember what he said unto his disciples? "Take no thought for what you're going to answer. You're going to be taken up before the rulers and all, and some of you are going to be tried and killed and all of that. But don't take thought, because it'll be given to you in that day what you need to say." Oh, there's no comforter like the Holy Spirit. That in the moments of our distress, when we look unto Him and to encourage ourselves in the Lord, that He's able to come and bring back to our remembrance just what I need. Call back to remembrance that He said is what the Holy Spirit would do. Recall. There's a way to remember. All of us are going to forget things. You know, there are ways that we can help commit things to memory. It helps to recall it from time to time. Whenever you learn something new, if it's on the job, if you learn somebody's name, if you recall it and you recite it within a minute of them saying, "I'm so and so," if you'll commit that to memory and then say it again, "Jack, it was good to meet you. Jack, I hope I see you." And there's something about that that makes a connection. You know, there's something about our exercising ourselves that helps implant it in our memory. And something about calling it back to remembrance. You know, folks, that's part of the value of a Wednesday night prayer meeting. That we can come together, and I'll just confess to you, there are times on Wednesday that I feel like I'm dealing with so much and my mind going so many different directions. And now I'm going to come in and say, Lord, what did you do for me this week? Lord, I'm sorry. It can be so easy that it's gone and it's gone and it's gone. There's value in us saying, let's call back to remembrance. Let's have a time set apart that we can say, let's tell what the Lord's done for you. Then I want to call back to my remembrance. I want to meditate on these things and say, oh Lord, I remember what you... Yeah, I remember Monday morning. I remember there just recently, Lord, how you gave me a little thought and you gave me a little song. And I want to call that back to memory before it's forever lost. There's value also in telling about it. By the word of our testimony, there's victory in it. Lord, help us to call back to remembrance where He brought us from, what He's done for others, what He's done for us, to call back to remembrance His promises, to recite Him, to remind ourselves, He said, He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said that He'd be with me until the end. He said, whenever we heard testimony Wednesday night, I believe the scripture that the Lord had inspired to Sister Heather, when you go through the waters, they will not overflow you. Whenever you're passing through the fire, the flames will not kindle upon you. It's not enough for us to just say, well, I know these things. I've heard these things. But there is something about calling it back from the memory bank, calling it back to our remembrance, back front and center before our eyes and before our mind. Lord, you said this. Lord, this is in your word. Lord, I believe this. Lest we forget. Lord, help us to call back to those, to our memory, all the devils. The devil's good, bad to bring things to our remembrance too. And he wants our remembrance to be filled with the ghosts of the past. To be filled with regrets and dark and negative thoughts and things. But Lord, help us to call back to remembrance. Because there's only so much RAM that we have. Random access memory. There's only so much short term or right in the forefront of our mind that we have. We can fill it all up with gloomy visions of the morrow, the song says. We can fill it up with the fears and the doubts and the questions and the things that the enemy would bring. But that's why it's good for us to purposefully say, I'm going to call to remembrance. I'm going to replace that. I'm going to fill my mind instead with the goodness of God, with the faithfulness of God, with all that God has done for me. Lord, help us to remember our song in the night, to remember how great our God is, to call it to remembrance, to share it, because others may need it as well. You pray for me. Amen.